I see. Mm-hmm.
In that book, he will soon discover there that I don't swear by what the great scientists have found out about this or that, or say they found out. I just want them to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I knew I'd be subject to criticism, and am.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got my proof, and they got to get theirs yet.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a college man one time about some finding in that book there. About the Rutley, you know, having powers of fascination, laying his eggs in the ground, and swallowing their young to get them out of danger, and all that sort of thing. I have men swear that
mm-hmm.
on the Holy Bible, that they've seen it, and they know there could be no mistake about it. Some man wrote me and told me, he says, Rutley must be different, your part of the country, what they are to prayer. I said, no, the same thing. I said, you gentlemen in the colleges, you've had ever since the days of Adam to find out about some of these things, but you haven't found out yet. I said, I'm not a bit discouraged concerning you. Give you another 6,000 years, I think you'll get wired after a while, you know.
You'll give them time.
That was the last word, really.
I see. Why, I wonder if you'd tell me how you think these words should be used to indicate different times. For example, yesterday I saw you, today I see you. If I knew you well, I'd say I have seen you many times. We go to town every day, or we went to town yesterday, or we have gone to town many times. If we were talking about singing, you'd say then that today the lady what? A song. Today the lady
sang,
and yesterday she what?
Sang,
and she has
sung
that song many times. All right. If you're talking about buying groceries, you might ask, "Have the groceries been?" If you're talking about buying groceries, you might say, "Have the groceries been
bought?"
And you say, "Yes. Yesterday I
bought the groceries."
And if we're talking about eating apples, you might say, "Have all those apples been
eaten?"
And you might say, "Yes, yesterday I
ate."
If you think of any alternate forms that most people around here use, you let me know. Will you? Does anyone say, "Yes, yesterday I ate them"?
I didn't bring that up.
Is that right?
Yes, I heard that.
Uh-huh. You don't use it, but others do around.
I don't use it very much now. I don't hear that. Don't hear that.
And if you talk about drinking coffee, you say, "Have you?" What about your coffee?
Drink.
Have you what your coffee?
Drink.
And I might answer, "Yes, a few minutes ago I
drank."
And if we're talking about climbing trees, you might say to a boy, "Has that tree over there ever been
climbed?"
And
climbed.
And a boy from Nichols might say, "Yes, last summer, my friend, what the tree?"
I don't know if I haven't heard him say clum.
Clum? Last summer he clum it. If I were talking about doing some work, you might say, "Has that work already been
done?"
And I might answer, "Yes, yesterday they
did."
And talking about dragging a stump out of the field, you might say, "Has that stump been..."
I don't know if drug or drag is correct there.
Which do you
use? They say drug.
They say drug?
Drug.
Uh-huh. It's just a natural conversation. That's what I'm interested in. And you say yes?
I still hear that a good deal of it, but I don't know if it's correct or not.
Well, I'm interested in not what's correct, but what people actually say.
What they're saying.
Yes.